From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Obama administration is warning of dire economic consequences if lawmakers reject a tax cut deal. NPR Scott Horsley reports the White House is working hard to win over reluctant members of Congress.
One of the president's top economic advisors, Larry Summers, says failure to pass the tax cut deal would significantly increase the risk of a double-dip recession. Summers admits the deal is imperfect, but says it's better than the alternative, higher taxes for everyone next year and no guarantee of extended unemployment benefits. Many economists say the deal would provide a modest boost for the struggling economy, using hundreds of billions of dollars in borrowed money. The deal still faces stiff opposition, though, from many Democrats and some Republicans on Capitol Hill. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he will return to Washington feeling convinced that the U.S. strategy in Afghanistan is working. But he acknowledged that a lot more work is still needed there before Afghan forces can assume responsibility for their own security.
Afghanistan will continue to require much more training, especially where we absolutely need to turn our army into an institution that can stay beyond the direct engagement of the international community.
Gates was touring Afghanistan ahead of a review on U.S. military strategy there. The review is scheduled to wrap up next week. He thanked President Hamid Karzai for taking what he called an extraordinarily statesmanlike approach to the WikiLeaks scandal. One leaked memo quotes the U.S. ambassador to Kabul as describing the leader as being paranoid and weak. The U.N. Security Council has issued a statement saying the opposition candidate in Ivory Coast won last month's disputed presidential race. NPR's Ophelia Villacuesta-Arkton reports the West African Nations Electoral Commission had given the opposition candidate a victory by nearly 10 points.
After days of deliberation, the Security Council endorsed Alassane Ouattara's victory in the presidential runoff in Ivory Coast. The incumbent, Laurent Gbagbo, is resisting international pressure to step down and had himself sworn in as president. Following the lead of the West African regional bloc, ECOWAS, which Tuesday suspended Ivory Coast from the organization and recognized Ouattara as president-elect, the Security Council urged all players to respect the outcome of last month's vote. The UN Special Representative in Ivory Coast, who certified the presidential results declared by the Independent Electoral Commission, earlier stressed that Ouattara won with an irrefutable margin. Ophelia Villacuesta-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
White House economic advisor Larry Summers says failure to pass a new tax cut compromise would significantly raise the risk of a double-dip recession. He says he thinks it'll pass because he doubts Congress would take a step that materially calls that risk. This is NPR. A private firm has successfully launched and recovered a spacecraft. NPR's Joe Palca says the successful test flight is key to future successes of America's space program.
The company is called SpaceX of Hawthorne, California. It's one of several entrepreneurial companies planning to offer launch services to NASA. The space agency needs these services since after the shuttle fleet is retired next year, NASA has no rocket of its own capable of delivering supplies or crew to the International Space Station. In the test flight, SpaceX launched a space capsule called Dragon into orbit aboard the company's two-stage Falcon 9 rocket. After two orbits, the capsule headed back to Earth, splashing down in the Pacific Ocean where it was recovered. The company hopes to send a Dragon spacecraft to the International Space Station next year. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
House Republicans are blocking legislation to give a one-time check of $250 to American seniors. Democrats consider the payment small compensation for a second straight year without cost-of-living increases in Social Security payments. They say the formula used to determine the cost of living allowance is unfair because higher medical and housing costs are not being factored in. WikiLeaks supporters are retaliating against companies that are making it difficult for the website to function. An internet group called Operation Payback briefly disabled MasterCard's website on Wednesday. The group claims it was responding to MasterCard's decision to stop processing donations to WikiLeaks. MasterCard says credit cards were not affected by the action and that account data has not been placed at risk. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.
Support for NPR.